you've hit it a really important here, a really important point there. We're at a very pivotal point in human history where we're going through this energy transformation. Right now, you know, coal, as you well know, is a declining source of revenue. Our coal-fired power plants are aging. They're outdated. We have communities that are suffering as a result of these declines in coal revenues. You know all about that.
I know all about
So how would you, your administration, guide this energy transformation, and how would you include renewables within that to jumpstart these communities and, you know, move us in the right direction away from climate change, green causing, you know, air pollutants?
Well, I think that the research and development has been done partly because of the piece of legislation that I sponsored, because of a more advanced research and development that's been done not only here in Kentucky but in other states and around the world. I think we got to have a well-balanced energy approach, a well-balanced energy really schedule of how we're going to implement and produce the energy that's going to be needed and still be able to be competitive in recruiting business and industry as far as the industrial manufacturing sector goes. So it's a balancing act. You know, low-cost energy has been a big key for Kentucky to be able to recruit the business and industry, to be able to provide high-paying jobs for people that work on assembly lines. So we got to be really smart how we do this. And that's where research and development really gets us to the next level, to where it's not much more expensive to have renewable energy to provide baseload power, to where we're able to use the resources we have of natural gas and the resources of coal to burn it cleaner than we ever have in the history of time, which we are now here in this country. We are now. We've reduced regulated emissions since the Clean Air Act over 85%. But the carbon issue is the issue that has to be addressed, to be very honest, and that's the reason we put in the language we put in, carbon capture ready, to see how you capture carbon, how you can use it as another byproduct that could be sold, which, you know, carbon's used in a whole lot of things, how maybe we can store it, how it can be used for recovery of oil and gas, all of those things. I spoke about energy independence for America 14 years ago, and people looked at me like I was crazy. What's he talking about? We're importing over 22 million barrels of oil a day at that time. And here we are today because of research and development, because of new energy technologies. We're now basically energy independent. We're an exporter of energy, as we said here today. So I would continue to be aggressive on the research and development side in all forms of energy. I would continue to provide the money so we can draw down the federal funds. The new energy center that was built at the Center for Applied Energy Research was built because of the bill that I passed and the stimulus money that came down from Washington, D.C. They built a new energy center at UK because of this legislation, and we were looking into the future of how we could use the energy resources, the technology of renewable energies, and implement that in a really level playing field to keep Kentucky competitive, to be able to keep the jobs we have, but to be able to recruit the jobs of the future. So we would be out in the forefront of that. It's been a priority of mine since I've served in the General Assembly. It's something that I do know something about, but we would have the best experts we could have in all of those fields of energy to give Kentucky the direction, not only to be the place to do research and development, but be the international place to make sure Kentucky, from the research and development growth of our economy to those new technologies that you and I are talking about here today, to be built in Kentucky.
Just briefly, do you believe that renewables will play a role in the recovery of some of these communities in eastern Kentucky?
Well, I think they have an opportunity to. I don't think there's any question about that, especially if we're able to do the manufacturing of whatever the renewable part or piece may be. It's kind of like the aerospace industry right now being our number one export industry. It is a $12.5 billion export industry. It's not cars, it's not tobacco, it's not coal. It's not bourbon. The number one export industry in Kentucky is the aerospace industry. We have an opportunity to build a new economy, a diversified economy. So the more manufacturing, the more advanced manufacturing we can put into rural Kentucky to help those communities to recover, the better. That's how you get rid of the valleys that we have gone through for generations, and I'm one of those. I walked out the door one day with 1,200 people in the downturn of the coal economy. I know what it feels like. So you're looking at a person that knows rural Kentucky because I felt it. It's where I live. And to be able to diversify those economies in the making of pieces and parts for the renewable energy industry, or whether it be the aerospace industry, or whether it be the hemp legislation and the farm bill that I help write here in Kentucky to be able to bring in the industrial hemp manufacturing. All of that is a part of the game plan to be able to diversify the economy of rural Kentucky while we keep the economic engines of our Commonwealth running strong.